time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. On my 101 series today, it's all about spin fishing. And I'm going to dedicate this show to my two twin nephews, Wyatt and Dylan. You see, they've had the fishing bug since they were a little kid. Well, that bug is now grown into a giant, they are master fishermen right now, freshmen in college, can't get enough of it. Birthday gifts, what do you want? They want fishing gear. Well, let's talk for those of you that are beginners to experts today, and let's just find out what it's all about. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or on one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Simply go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Hey, and obviously, I buy a lot of my fishing gear from Ramsey Outdoor. So let's get into it. Let's talk about gear preparation. So when you go out and make that first purchase, let's talk rod and reel. Nothing needs to be real expensive. Get it? Real expensive. Well, you see, I'm going to let you know that some of my simplest setups are ultralights rod and reel combos, and you could probably get them, and I'm just going to mention two companies. You can get them some other ways. Bass Pro, Cabela's, order quite a bit from them, and you could probably get a combo for like $30. Hey, if you are the serious fisherman, well then, your rod and reel selection, and again, all of us out there right now, they're becoming a little bit more serious. Well, you can go from an ultralight to a medium action rod, and I think that's all you need, one or the other, and if you can afford both, but that's really a great place. Now, let's talk about storing some of your gear. Well, many people have a tackle box and they carry around with them. Well, I'm going to let you know that probably 30 years ago, like the rest of the world, carrying a tackle box around, blah, 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 and I'm telling you, that's what I was using. And then I just pulled out one of my camo fanny packs for hunting, and I was hunting at the time. I don't hunt anymore. I was pulling out, and I just said, let me just store it in there, and I started putting a fanny pack on, and I was getting to places along streams, specifically trout stock streams, and then into some bass ponds in the back corners that no one can get to because it's like you're trying to carry all your gear while it was attached to me. Never realizing that it would be a multi-million dollar business to say, hey, that's a marketable idea. So I'm going to tell you right now, if any of you has any marketable idea for anything in the history of the world, market it, because I would be the multi-skillionaire right now with all the fanny pack stuff going on. And I actually use a fish pond one right now for my fly fishing specifically. Now, you're going to purchase a pair of pliers. You're going to need, especially if you get into pickerel, one of the freshwater fish, you're going to need, and I'm going to tell you, needle-nose pliers, inexpensive. Will they get rusted up? The answer is yes. Should you clean them up, wire brush them up, wire wheel them up? The answer is yes. I would also suggest a small pocket knife. Again, if you are an adult, if you're a youth out there listening, well, then you speak to an adult about this issue. But a small pocket knife, learn how to sharpen it, skills to sharpen, to get them decently sharpened, not too difficult. Now, when you're talking about hooks, and let me tell you, we talk about hooking fish. They also hook humans, too. Be very, very careful because some of the hooks are super sharp. For those of you that have been fishing for many years, you already, I'm sure, besides catching fish, I'm sure you've caught either your fishing partner or yourself. We'll get to trout and bass in a little bit, but I'm just going to mention that you should have a vast array of spinners. And once again, you can buy spinner kits, buy them individually. I am not a live bait guy. Some people are live bait. But I, again, maybe I'll change that because when I'm fishing with my nieces, Gabby and Gracie, and just getting them into fishing, we do use a few mealworms. We do use a few garden worms out there as well. So every now and then night crawlers, but I am not really a big time guy, but that's something for you to think about. And if you have live bait, remember, you must keep them alive even on those hot days. So a little cooler will help you with that. Artificial bait worms, and we'll get into some of the Senko worms and things like that. Believe it or not, rubber worms do get expensive, but they're good. split shot, they should not be made of lead. We're trying to clean up our environment and make our environment safer, so they should be made of tungsten, and that's something for you. And a lot of people will take a scissors, but I'm going to tell you that I actually use a nail clipper. And a nail clipper to me, actually, when it comes to line, acts as my knife. And I actually have two nail clippers in my fanny pack. That's my spin fanny pack. Some people out there, they will actually take a fishing net with them. And I find that whether I'm handling trout or bass, and we could talk later on in some of my other shows, I do talk about how to actually successfully catch and release fish. So that's one thing, an option you need to do. So let's talk about your personal preparation and safety. Sunglasses, they should be UVA, UVB approved. And remember this, and again, I use prescription glasses, so my Switch Vision glasses that are on me as I'm using them, well, if they fall into the drink, and is that possible? Yeah, because we're going to talk about some kayak fishing a little bit. The answer is you need to be careful. They sell the little bands. I think the brand name is called Chums. You could put them on. So if you do fall in, that your glasses don't go into the drink permanently. Or you may be fishing for your glasses at that moment. Now, I do a baseball hat and sunglasses, because with UV sunglasses, you can actually see a few feet into the water. So that is one thing. And then obviously it's sun protection and sunblocks over sunscreens. Sunblocks are definitely much better. They do protect better, but once again, it's UVA, UVB. I am not an insect repellent guy. If you're using insect repellents, all the commercials are always saying, and ours has DEET. Well, DEET, D-E-E-T, is a cancerous material. Now, the next things you should always have with you is water for hydration. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter where you go. Yes, you will sweat a little bit, and you should be hydrating all the time. And then bring some real good snacks. This is what my pickup truck is all about. I'll always have a snack or two in my fishing, my fanny pack, but I always have many snacks inside my truck. That's where my good buddy Dr. Bob goes to raid my snacks, so I always have to bring some extra snacks inside of there. And then the other thing is you should also have a first aid pack. And a lot of the companies will actually sell online. You can buy a simple little first aid pack. Believe it or not, I actually have one Tranquility Mountain backpack. It's the Joey B Signature Series. And I've got it packed with first aid gear because, you know, we're always filming out in the wild. If you ever want to watch any of my adventures, you can go to joeyb.tv, joeybe.tv. Or, hey, you want to tweet me? You could tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. Either one. Now let's go from you've got your fishing gear, you've got your personal gear, let's go to knot selection. I'm going to give you a website. Don't go to it now because your job is to listen to me. But later on, go to a site called Knots by Grog. It is one of the cooler sites, and you can click onto it. They have fishing knots and scouting knots and boating knots and go on. Well, I would look at a couple different knots, specifically the double clinch knot, and I'm going to tell you it is five twists through, little spit to reduce friction, yes, believe it or not, and you will have a great knot to take with you. Hey, there's a couple other knots that you need out there, but just watch this one, and their demos are really cool because they always have different color lines, and what they're doing is they go in first in fast motion, but then they have numbers below, and you just click on it step by step by step, and it will show you each step on how to do it, and I am telling you right now, it is amazing to learn how to do knots and to have some good knots for your selection. Now, let's talk about you're the 101 fisherman out there, whether you're a trout or a bass guy. So let's talk about trout preparation first. Now, trout are looking for three things: protection from predators, comfort from the current, and food. So most of them face up current. I'm going to let you know, and this is from Trout Unlimited, and I'm a big Trout Unlimited guy. When you find the intersection of those three things, protection, comfort, and food, you are on to trout. So you have to learn how to read the water. And I'm going to say, hey, for any of you out there, and Trout Unlimited, it's not totally fly fishing, but it's a big fly fishing culture, but they're great guys. And hey, every single one of them spin fishes, and I know that. And especially when they get to the salt water, which I call seawater, because remember, I'm an environmental scientist. Well, when they're out there. So I'm going to let you know that you need to learn how to read the water, and because trout see very well, you must stalk the stream. I am telling you, you need to slowly come up to the stream, no vibrations, because they could feel it. And you know what's funny? Most people will actually walk up to a stream and begin to cast out. Well, one of the guides I had out in Yellowstone, we were fly fishing out there, even though it's a spin fishing show. And the guide said, okay, we're going to stalk the stream. And he says, we're going to start 10 feet away from the stream, and we're going to start to fish the edge of the stream closest to us. And you know what's amazing? My whole life, I've actually walked up to a stream, and he changed the way I fish, whether I am fly fishing or spin fishing. So there's a major change. So if you're the expert out there, there's something for you to take with you today. So now let's go to lure or bait selection. Let's talk trout. Trout, you know, if you're using live bait, artificial bait, I'm not really the guy on that one, but I'm going to let you know that you never, ever use treble hooks with trout. They have a very, very delicate mouth. If you're going to use a treble hook of any sorts, I'm going to let you know that you need to harvest that fish, meaning that you're going to keep that fish. I am a catch and release guy. Doesn't mean that I don't ever eat fish, but a catch and release guy. So we're going to put some smaller little hooks on side there, and I'm going to tell you that you're going to put small split shot. Again, you need to read the river with what you're using. Now, I'm going to let you know that my good friend Mike McAuliffe, and if you go to Joey B TV, he teaches you how to properly catch and release a fish. But again, don't leave this show to go to that show. Listen to this one first, and learning how to catch and release is an important thing. Now, if you happen to be a bass guy, and I happen to fish with my good friend Steve Nowakowski, who is the expert wacky worm rig guy, Senko worms, I'm going to let you know that if you're just getting into fishing, you can YouTube a number of episodes there, and you can find wacky rigs and how to use them, and they are, no joke, bass magnets. We go onto this private lake, Lake Lenape, once or twice a year, Steve, his dad, Tony, and I, and we are hauling in the bass wacky rig. So I'm going to let you know that there's one go there. I bring an arsenal of spinners. And you know what? I know I can catch a fish wacky rig. So I'm doing a couple different spinners. And with the spinners, the Meps Aglia Long, a real shiny white guy, he is my go-to lure. I have all different sizes, zeros, ones, and twos. Because again, we're talking about, I am also the ultralight guy. I fish in the Northeast. I take an ultralight rod with me. And some people go, well, there's 5-pound bass in here. I'm going, yeah, so. Because I have caught 6-pound bass on my ultralight on 4-pound test line. Hey, and I'm all excited about it right now, thinking about it. So I'm going to let you know that your 4-pound test, yeah, is it being taxed maybe with that 6-pounder? But because I love to feel the fight. And I fish quite often on my friend Nancy Nolte, you know, Nick Nolte, the actor, his sister. I fish on her farm often, and there are some monstrous fish inside of there. My nephew Dylan will tell you because I guided him last summer, and I think the first fish that he was in, I don't know if he's a Texas A&M guy right now, an Aggie, but I don't know if his smile is as big as, or was as big as Texas when he hooked into a couple of those fish, because that was some big time stuff there. So ultralights, they do work. Medium action rods as well. So let's talk about that. And then you need to become a stealthy fisherman with bass as well. And, you know, Nancy's, we use a canoe, and I just guide people. I go in the back because, hey, I can go fish all the time, catch fish all the time. So I bring people out there, my buddy, big buddy or good buddy Tony out there catching fish, and Steve and Dylan, and I got to get Wyatt onto that one. But with Wyatt, I promised to get him onto Lake Aeroflex, which has a vast array of, you talk about the different species of fish. This is a lake not heavily fished, has tremendous amounts. So I need to get him out there. So that's my pledge on the show today to the nephew. Why, yeah, we will get out there. But I'm sure that Dylan will make his way in there too. Now, I take my niece Gabby and Gracie fishing with me. And again, we're really, and I'll say bluegill fishing because you know what? The pun about getting people hooked on fishing. If you're taking a little kid, and I'm going to tell every one of you out there from beginner to expert, hey, if you're a beginner, learn a little bit, and then get a kid out there. Let's share this fun with the next generation. And I'm going to let you know that these two young ladies are so excited when they are catching fish. So again, the easiest way, live baiting. But every now and then we catch a smallmouth or a largemouth, and their eyes light up to realize, hey, there's more in there than bluegills. But that's another piece of the puzzle that's also inside of there. Now, let's go to your casting. And here's a hint for everyone, beginner or expert. It's accuracy over power. See, the beginner wants to just cast as far as they can, Frank. And well, if you're not accurate, then powerful doesn't mean anything. And as you become an expert, well, then you start pitching and flipping and things of this nature. And you still need to be accurate before you try to cast somewhere. Well, how about I actually have frisbees I take out on the front lawn and we just throw them out there. My good buddy Inspector Dave and I, we're always pre-season fishing out there. Still haven't caught anything on the lawn, got a huge piece of property. So haven't caught anything, but we're practicing our casting skills on dry land. And it's funny. Gentleman comes across the street for a neighbor business-wise, and they get out of a Mercedes. So he gets out, and he looks over at us casting on the front lawn, Inspector Dave and I. And he looks at me and goes, yep, we still haven't caught anything today. So the same guy comes back the next day, and where's Inspector Dave and I? We're still in the front. Well, actually, we probably went home to each respective home and went to sleep. And then we're out there casting again because, remember, it's March. It's preseason for us every now and then, a little snow still on the ground. But we're casting out there. And the guy gets out of his car and he goes, have you caught anything yet? I said, no, but you know what? That is practicing, but we practice our accuracy over power, and that is first. So I've given you just a number of 101 basics. Your job's to get out and enjoy. Your job's to take care of your equipment. Your job is to take care of the environment that's out there. I've always talked about these two things, protect and preserve. Take a kid fishing. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.